Got ice in my veins, blood in my eyes, hate in my heart, love in my mind. I seen nights full of pain, days are the same. You keep the sunshine, save me the rain. I search but never find, hurt but never cry. I work and forever try, but I'm cursed, so never mind. And it's worse, but better times seem further and beyond. The top gets higher, the more that I climb. The spot gets smaller, and I get bigger, trying to get in where I fit in. No room for a nigga, but soon for a nigga, it be on, motherfucker. Cause all this bullshit, it made me strong, motherfucker. So I pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, bitch, I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, and I could die now, rebirth, motherfucker. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, motherfucker, I'm gone. Motherfucker, I'm gone. I know what they don't wanna tell you. Just hope you're heaven sent and you're hell proof. I walk up in the world and cut the lights off. And confidence is a stain they can't wipe off. Huh? My word is my pride, but wisdom is bleak. And that's a word from the wise. Serve to survive. Murdered and bribed, and when it got too heavy, I put my burdens aside so I could pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, bitch, I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, and I could die now, rebirth, motherfucker. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, motherfucker. I'm gone. Motherfucker, I'm gone.
It hurts but I never show. It's pain you never know. If only you could see just how lonely and how cold and frostbit I've become. My back's against the wall. When push comes to shove, I just stand up and scream fuck 'em all.
Man, it feels like these walls are closing in. This roof is caving in, but it's time to raise it then. Your days are numbered like pages in my poker rhymes. Got them cooking, boy, this crooked mind of mine. Got them all shook and scared to look in my eyes. I stole that fucking clock, I took the time and I came up from behind and pretty much snuck up and butt fucked this game up. Better be careful when you bring my name up. Fuck this fame, that ain't what I came to claim. But the game ain't gonna be the same on the day that I leave it. But I swear one way or another, I'ma make these fucking haters believe it. I swear to God, won't spare the rod. I'm a man of my word, so your fucking head's better not. I'ma fuck around in this bitch and roast everybody. Sleep on me, that pillow is where your head will lie. Permanently, bitch, it's petty by. This world is my Easter egg, yeah, prepare to die. My head is swole, my confidence is up. The stage is my pedestal, I'm unstoppable. Incredible Hulk, you're trapped in my medicine ball. I can run circles around you so fast your fucking head will spin, dog. I split your cabbage and your lettuce and olives. I fucking pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, bitch, I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, and I could die now, rebirth, motherfucker. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, motherfucker. I'm gone. Motherfucker, I'm gone. I'm gone.
At this point, think just killing us ain't enough. You know, we have to be found with a needle in our arm and something like that, you know, because they want to discredit us more than anything else. And if they can't discredit us, you know, the bottom line to it is that if anything untoward happens to me or my family or my friends or anything like that, you know, I'm one of the last people that, you know, a lot of people are hanging in there for, you know, holding themselves at bay and staying on the peaceful political process. If things start happening to me or people like me in the country, then what happens next won't be political and it won't be peaceful and I won't be able to control it and neither will you or anybody else.
And it's not going to end like the movie Machete.
No, because these are Americans we're talking about. We're talking about Americans that have, you know, some of the best people in the world, despite all of our problems, despite the loss of morality that has decayed this country so badly, I still believe that we have that divine essence to us, a divine reason for
providence.
Being here. Providence, that we have that providence around us that is going to have to come. And also, I believe from what I'm seeing, you know, people like, aren't you afraid of them? And I said, there's only one, you know, I fear God. And that's the only fear, the real fear that I have. And I do believe that the hand of God is moving inside of this country right now. And it's not all going to be very pleasant, I'm afraid.
We're going to do 5 more minutes, take a call or two for William Gein, then Big News Blitz coming up. Stay with us.
CKLN listeners, I don't need a show. I got ish to do. Only God can judge me. Who the F is you? We that. That's right. We are that here on CKLN Radio, 88.1 FM. It is May 24, and here in Canada, we love May 24. We do love partying, and I do see some evidence this morning of a few folks who stayed up past their bedtime. That's right, I did walk here to the show again today along Dundas, just wandering around, listening to my filthy rap music, applying some of these ideas from these people who are struggling in sort of ghetto situations, at least for some of them. You can't generalize, hip-hop's a huge genre, but certainly when these guys are going through some ish and they need some strength, or they're reflecting the strength they had when they was doing they ish, then you know, I can vibe off that. And so and here in Communist Canada, on May 24th, 2010, we got a great city, a great country, but it's not getting better right now, and so we got to pay attention to a few things. You are listening to CKLN 88.1, by the way, 88.1 FM, CKLN.FM online, and Rogers Cable Box 947. As your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, I do host a show Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 6 to 7 a.m. My colleague JD hosts Fridays because I just can't. I get wired working on things. I was working on some stuff last night, and I was all excited, and I was just pumping out ideas. And I'm just basically, look, here's the thing. I'm just going to lay out the options like it's a freaking buffet, and people can take a look at the world they live in and the time they have and the people they're with, and they can decide what the hell they want to do. That's not really my, you know, sometimes people look for me for inspiration, and I have provided that, so I'm not shy about saying it. I'm not trying to brag about it, but I sure as hell don't like this IMHO crap, you know, where I hate this IMHO crap, put it that way. I don't want to speak like a slave. 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 I don't want to say in my humble opinion every time. Sometimes I'm confident in some opinions. And I may have a humble opinion about, you know, where, I don't know, the closest CIBC bank is. If somebody asks me, excuse me, do you know where the CIBC is? I got to get money. I'm like, in my humble opinion, I think I remember one that way. Fair enough. But in my confident opinion, there's a number of things that I'm confident in, just like anybody else who studied them. And so here on CKLN Rude Awakening and elsewhere, I do try and break them down. One of them is the power of music to positively influence us, because it's already out there. And I just started off the show with a clip of William Geen, an advocate for legal immigration. He doesn't want to harm immigrants. He just understands the big picture when it comes to a cheap slave labor pool driving down everyone else's wages. And all the people out there pushing for amnesty, I mean, all you're doing is getting a bunch of plantation owners to legalize their slaves. Because and you might say, well, it's better this than nothing there. Sure, but, you know, the dude that was working here, you know, for $6 an hour is really pissed off at illegal immigration, because within 6 months, he's making three. Exactly. Exactly. So before we're out of here, you know, hey, there's a couple of things to consider. Bad enough, we got the coppers on our tail. Niggas heating at an all-time high, the love's still. Made man, more than only, better you know me, Two bitches by me while the time flies by. One of the made men I'd like to start off the show with today is Alan Watt, a Canadian national treasure and gift to the world. He's a genius. Now, in fairness, when he's dealing with a caller, here's the thing: he's out in a freaking cabin near Sudbury somewhere, and I've interviewed him twice, and I'm ping ponging around the streets like a freaking pinball. And I'm just hopped up on my. I'm not. I'm just gonna try and avoid you, if my headspace messes you up, just like yours might. Like, you may have a bad day and walk around with a sourpuss, or you might be really happy, and I may not want to see that. Whatever. None of my business. My headspace is none of your business. You want to make your business? Take a look. You don't. Whatever. But I'm ping ponging around the streets, and I have to be sensitive to the way people feel about this type of information. And Alan Watt at cuttingthroughthematrix.com is often, he can be depressing, because he can lay out how they try to lay us out. You know, how they try and take us from point A to point you don't want to be here. But at the same time, when he is dealing with a caller and a caller calls in, and the caller, you know, he senses the caller's going, wow, seems pretty hopeless, because you really explained that they, you know, did a pretty good job planning this. He does come back with, look, there's hope, and he has had solutions. And I tried to wring him out of him in a couple of interviews I've done, or at least bounce my own off him, and they were reasonably well received. So you can Google Black Krishna and A-L-A-N-W-A-T-T to find our interviews. Best interview I've ever done, October 2007, broke down the whole damn world, except for secret societies. I don't know how we missed that. But we covered pretty much everything else. And in this clip, coming from the CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com radio show from May 18th, 2010, this is how and why the New World Order created the culture we live in. Again, from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, Alan Watt, and in the Cutting Through the Matrix radio show from the RBN Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I had a strange moment yesterday, just normal living, I suppose. My brother just came out of a relationship like me. It was long term, but anyway, he's been seeing this other girl, and we both live with my parents for a short time here. But anyway, my mom was getting upset with my brother for the fact that he wouldn't call this girl that he was seeing his girlfriend, even though he'd spend the night at her place. And so, you know, she told me, did you hear me tell Jack, you know, this or that? And she went to do something else. And when she left, my dad came in to talk to me and said, geez, you know, if she only knew the stuff that I dealt with on a regular basis. He works for Department of Education in the state of Maine. Mm-hmm. And he told me about all the cases he hears of erotic play between the young kids there. You know, he said some story of one he heard today on the bus that I didn't ask him to repeat. But I thought, geez, that's exactly right out of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. It is really scary. Like, they really are destroying the bonds of, you know, any chance for people to have, you know, kids. And
you
I don't
got
know
it.
What you're talking about, the money system. I mean, I've had quite a few relationships that were, well, I don't know, 3 or so that were 2 years plus, And in a different system, I kind of think, well, geez, you know, I should really have kids from any one of those relationships or still be in them. Mm-hmm. And just by the basis of we have a monetary system where, you know, people put off their futures,
yep.
You know.
Yeah, you postpone the future.
Sure,
yeah.
It never takes off the ground.
Yeah. And that's what Charles Galton Darwin said in his book, The Next Million Years. If we can convince the public to forgo families and buy the car instead and the goodies, then that will stop them from having children. So materialism was to be replaced by it. But they also had big groups working, especially during the drug era and so on, working on this very thing of separating emotional bonding from the sexual act, and that was to get mandated by teaching it in school and causing obsessional fixations, neurotic fixations on sexual gratification without bonding. And that's what you're seeing today. It's through every so-called rock musical or pop or what they might call it today. No melody music, but when you see the females are putting out there into erotica, and now you've got children at 8 years old trying to dance like them and gesticulate like strippers, they're already being trained for their brave new world roles. Yeah.
Pretty sick. Well, you mentioned music, and I don't want to, you know, hold up the line too long, but there was a song from a British folk group that I liked. It was a good music video, but one of the lines in it said something like, "And you pray to a God to whom you never believed." And there's somebody new to my particular line of work who's been traveling with us because we have another one that's out for surgery, and so the channel for the music is on pop music.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the lines from a mainstream song now is very similar, and they repeat pray to a God you don't believe in. Mm-hmm. Which is very similar to that same lyric from, you know, 2 or 3 years ago from England.
Yeah.
It might have been more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's classic double speak, double think, bringing in a scientific dictatorship, if you will, because they're already saying in the song, you don't believe in God.
Yeah. And they're always programming you. As I say, if you look into, start with the Vienna group, and the Vienna Circle was also a musical group that were doing experimental music from the late 1800s into the early 1900s. Then they combined with the philosophical groups, and then they also created the movements, the Frankfurt group, that decided to use art, music, and psychology and philosophy mixed together with the precision of wording, precision of mind control wording from the actual Vienna group itself running the lyrics. That hasn't changed today. And also with incredible use of symbology. The incredible use of symbology as a language, a definite mental language, which we all subconsciously understand. It programs them as subconsciously and it doesn't come into our consciousness that we've even been programmed. But this is there's stacks of stuff out there on these particular groups. And they were brought into the US in the 1930s and given presidential rights through the Macy Group to form and take over and create the American culture of the future. A lot of them belong to the OSS. They then transformed into the CIA, still working with the same groups. And that's why they published that book, too. That only goes up to 1967 about America's, how the CIA controlled America's culture during the Cold War. It was all these groups that gave your culture. They brought in the drugs with the permission of the government and the big pharma companies that made those drugs, the LSD and so on. And they also were given millions and millions of dollars to train specific people to be the first stars. Their job was to make them stars with unlimited funding. People who could never make a dime on the street with a guitar and a hat were to be made stars. But as long as they followed the orders and sang about the things and brought in the sex and the free love and all this stuff into it, the stuff was all written for them. Theo Adorno was a big player with the Frankfurt group.
And his work with the Beatles there. That's...
He owned the rights of all the Beatles songs, and when he died, it went up for auction, and Michael Jackson competed with Paul McCartney for the titles, and Jackson won out. And I read recently when Jackson died, I suppose that the Beatles rights, the titles will be going up for sale again. I don't know what's happened or who's bought them.
Anyway, it's a pretty hopeless picture. You know, that, I don't know, it's
a total...
Well, I know that, yeah. I've been, you know, mind-bombed with, you know, the chemtrails and Ritalin, yeah, as a kid and everything else, and, you know, I try to cling to hope that, you know, by delving, you know, getting into this stuff that, you know, maybe you can, you know...
There's hope, but you got to understand the enemy no matter how painful it is. Back with more after this break.
CKLN listeners, I don't know, it sounds fairly crackly in these headphones. I have absolutely no idea what's going on. Occasionally, all right, you know what, screw this. I thought I picked up on a track I wanted, but I did not. Anyway, that was Alan Watt talking with a caller about how the New World Order created the modern culture. That's led us to a point where kids are playing with other kids inappropriately. And what's inappropriately? Well, let's not let the state decide that, or collective morality. How about you decide that? How about you man up and decide that, or woman up and decide that, or man, woman, help your woman up by creating a safer environment for her. You know, if I'm in a fight with a man that's bigger than me, I know this is a zone I don't go into. But I kind of match up size-wise at, you know, 5'10". You know, I could not survive weighing 165 in the city where the skinny iggas die. Biggas. I can say biggas, maybe. But anyway, you know, I'm a decent size and whatever, and I walk a little tall, so not usually worried. But if I was a little, you know, a little 5-foot-tall, 95-pound, you know, sweet little beautiful girl like my last girlfriend, who I was crazy in love with, was... then yeah, I'd be a bit more paranoid about. Then the child should have to pay for the sins of the father. So I bought her my tomorrows against my yesterdays and hope that she'll be okay. And when I'm no longer here to shade her face from the glare, I give her my share of Carol's daughter in a new. I hear my angels. So yeah. So once you have a genuine relationship with someone, I've been blessed to have a few genuine relationships with people. Then you can, you know, you're more likely to feel more and empathize more. And if you go with the Brave New World cold predatory sexuality where you just kind of like size someone up and oh, he'd get it, she'd get it, you know, they'd get it, somebody'd get something, what is it anymore anyway? You know, then it's not special. You know, it's like someone who's overeating, you know, or someone who doesn't value the world they live in, the culture they live in. It's concentric circles. If the only thing you have to care about is yourself, then that's really not... I mean, it's cool. I care about myself. Don't get it twisted. But believe me, the more you care about, the more you have. And if you just care about yourself and you don't care about anybody else, then you really aren't in possession of that much. It's kind of like a guy with, like, you know, like 100 cars and mansions and yachts and whatever. Like, you're like, wow, look at that. He goes, oh, yes, I've got a wonderful house, a ski chalet up in Switzerland, and I've got a cottage out in Muskoka Lake there, and yeah, so you go hunting, safariing, and I've got 300 cars, and Jerry Seinfeld has 100 Porsches and so on. Like, I mean, you know, sure, fair. I mean, that's the same. It's the same. How do you do that without money? How are you going to do that without money? Well, the caller in that clip there from the Alan Watt show, you know, basically said, yeah, it seems pretty hopeless. And as Watts says, there's always hope, there's always hope. You know, I can't be the guy that made you feel hopeless, you know, even though he's got a knack for that because he's very, very good at breaking down how detailed the plans are of the New World Order in charge. And so what do you do? What do you, I mean, you know, what are you supposed to do? How do you man up for this? Well, there is a pattern out there of male ballessness syndrome. I speak to other dudes on this on a regular basis. Some dudes, you know, most dudes got them. But, you know, a buddy of mine, my consigliere, pointed out the other day that it's not so much, you know, our testicular fortitude that's the issue. It's their resiliency, you know. We're just not as used to taking shots anymore or taking shots at each other anymore. And that gets dangerous because we got to be able to hang out, man up, pal around, and ladies out there, just take this as our, you know, a window into one guy trying to talk to other guys in ways that other guys have already responded to, in ways that you may have noticed as well, based on some of the flyering work that and postering work that I've done with a couple of colleagues. But the point is that if you do feel it's hopeless, just feeling it's hopeless ain't going to help. If you already feel it's hopeless, that's fine. What's next? And next is actually trying to man up or woman up. And if you're a woman, then woman up. And women, you know, it's obviously many can. And there's a bunch tougher than I am. But mapping music, mapping these ideas to what's going on in the world today, mapping values. You're not just fooled by crap-ass fake-tivism, CI activism. Where you're like, CIBC, run for the cure. Let's make the big drug companies more money and the big banks too. Yeah, right. I mean, they've resulted in World War I and II guys, and 1 in 3 women are supposed to get cancer soon. So Alan Watt from the 21st Amazing can explain how the elite are absolutely perverted, psychopathic control freaks.
Particular major shift in social behavior with them at the top, of course. He says, now we have it down to a perfected level. We can actually upgrade people every 4 or 5 years. And he said it will be made shorter and shorter as time goes on because they were using all the techniques and so on of Pavlov and others that were working on these very problems, how to condition the perfect society. Well, you see, that was all done, and it was done perfectly. And the foundations in the West, I've mentioned it ad nauseum, that the Rees Commission went in to investigate why these big multi-trillionaire foundations all seem to be funding left-wing groups wanted to destroy the Western way of life, and especially America and its constitution, and bringing this socialist-type system. Well, a socialist system, remember, is a totalitarian, authoritarian regime where you have a mass of bureaucracy and experts that run everybody else's lives beneath them. And they were told that their job in the foundations was to fund all those groups and agitate and keep pushing. And it wasn't just in the streets, it was all through academia. They were pushing through academia because, you see, these big foundations had their own people placed in academia to make sure the generations were taught the new proper way of behaving. And very shortly, once they had that out, they separated the teenager. They actually coined the term then, back then in the 50s, teenager didn't exist before, to separate a generation from the rest, gave them what they said was their own culture. It's amazing when you're young, you think everything is yours. The present generation think it's their internet, you know. And they always think in each generation, oh, this is our music. Nothing is designed by them, nothing at all. Everything is designed by very elderly people with lots of knowledge on how to manipulate you through various arts and sciences. But we've gone down this slippery slope. Most of the morals have gone out the window. As I say, even paedophilia today really doesn't cause the outrage it did before. And it really did cause outrage before. Every country had its way of dealing with paedophiles. And they were very quiet about it too. But today they're released back into community like a revolving door. Why? Well, you got into the particular lifestyles of your rulers, folks. You have to find out exactly what their little preferences happen to be as well, because every darn newspaper man out there knows who they are. And they know what they do. They've got all the photographs that they've never published to the general public. They daren't do it. Famous people, royal people, all the top people, the very respectable people, the ones at the very top that are managing your lives are perverts. Psychopathic perverts. And they're bringing in their system. So as I've got an open hand to play with little Johnny or little Susie. And they're teaching them in school. Well, if you haven't done this or you haven't done that with a male or a female, or both at the same time, then maybe something's wrong with you. What chance do the youngsters have today? You see, you've got no moral background and cultural background left to compare with. People live in their own time. And the old safeguards have been successfully and completely demolished. With this moral relativity comes sustainability. You see, it's all part of it too. They've got to sacrifice so many to save the rest and all this kind of stuff. Mind you, the same people who run your world will continue to run it, regardless of what regime they call it or system they call it, because they will always use their own money system. Whatever it happens to be, blips on a screen, whatever, they'll still run and own it. They will never give it up. They haven't for centuries. So really, you can't fight them by trying to get enough cash to do against them. It doesn't work that way. But they have all of academia on board. Darwinism, moral relativity, no moral absolutes whatsoever. And this is what they're drumming into the next bunch of even more useless sheep than the last bunch of useless sheep. It's a slippery slope. And of course, then they can come down and dictate everything to you from above. From housing inspections to whatever they want. Garbage bin inspections and so on. The most authoritarian regime the planet can ever have. Because you see, these people are absolute, psychopathic, perverted control freaks. And ordinary folk can't understand that mindset. And therefore they prefer to shy away from even trying to understand that mindset. And that's to their doom. I'll be back with more of this after these messages. Here's an article here. It says, pregnant Uncle Sam wants to text. It's an ad, actually. It's really an ad. And it's May the 10th, 2010. Here's a program we missed out on when it was announced back in February. Text for Baby. Text for Baby. The government has partnered with private businesses to offer pregnant women 3 free text messages a week, which will continue until the child is a year old. Isn't that nice of them? Eh? After registering online or by phone, text baby or baby, B-E-B-E, for Spanish, to then it gives you the number and so on. Text baby service will push out messages about immunization shots, nutrition, seasonal flu, prenatal care, emotional well-being, drugs and alcohol, labor and delivery, stopping smoking, breastfeeding, mental health, birth defect prevention. You know what that means. If they say that something could be wrong with this child, it's aborted. Oral health, car seat safety, exercise and fitness, developmental milestones, safe sleep, family violence, and more. Big brother, eh? Big, big brother. Uncle Sam wants to text you. By supplying one's due date, the messages are tailored to the various states of pregnancy and the first year of life, though they're not customized for individuals. Since launching a few months ago, the service has sent more than 1 million messages to 36,000 soon-to-be mums. The White House, which is a partner in the initiative, there you go, recognizes that text messages alone can't convey much information, but they can point people, like, you know, Sunstein's nudges, to other resources such as national prenatal helplines. Quite something. Free though. Hey folks, it's free. You better grab it now, eh? You know, I read an article about a week ago about Facebook when the creator of it was asked about, you know, selling people's private info and all the rest of it, and he called people dumb, stupid, F-U-C-K-S. And people get all upset about that. I congratulate the guy because he said the truth. He told you the truth. Most folk don't go through life thinking any of this at all. I'm sure you've all experienced it as you try to impart some knowledge and wisdom to those around you, and they look upon you as though you're some kind of weirdo, and they give you that fidgety look as their eyes look left and right and left and right, not at you, and you know they're dying to get away, or they stand there with the lobster eyes because the data has been put against their hard drive in their brain, and what you're telling them doesn't compute. There's no data to verify what you're saying, so there are a dead loss as to how to answer. People are very much like computers. So we're at the age now, we're in the age where individuality truly is being drowned. They've decided it's an unsafe thing to have in a world society. And who decided that? Well, the United Nations decided that. They said in one of their own mandates that the greatest enemy to peace in the world, you can understand they're talking about the peace of those who already rule it, you understand? The greatest enemy of peace was the individual. And they mean it. Mao Zedong said the same thing. He said he wasn't afraid of armies. And he was a guy who also said that power came from the barrel of a gun. But his big statement was even more powerful. He said, I'm more afraid of someone with an idea. That's what he was afraid of. Ideas catch on down through the history. You see it in all your religions. The idea caught on from one fella to the next. And people for thousands of years that lived their lives according to all the stuff they built on top of the ideas.
Back, CKLN listeners. That was again Alan Watt. A couple of clips there. One on perverted psychopathic control freaks. One of the new text messages being sent to mothers out there for child care. And I see a whole bunch of ads out there where people apparently seem to like children. Well, if they like children, let's get them hip to the risks of vaccines and the risks of cadmium in toys. Going to play a clip of how Miley Cyrus jewelry line is being recalled by Walmart because it has high levels of cadmium in it, which can cause bone problems, can cause cancer, and so on. And so these are the types of things. If you feel it's hopeless as a fully grown adult, then what the hell do kids feel? And that's why it sort of scales to responsibility. It's a question of heavy lifting. Why am I going off on like this on today's show? Because it's May 24th. And Canadians out there, are getting more aware and they're hip to this information, and that is fantastic news. Alan Watt also played a clip, I strung together a couple there, of how the New World Order is afraid of individuals with ideas. One of my favorite clips from his show because that's a solution clip. And when I check out most of this stuff, a lot of these mediums that deal with quote-unquote conspiracy theories or New World Order information or whatever just go on and on and on about the problems until, you know, you sort of learn to live with them. And they don't suggest as many solutions, but again, individual ideas a solution. One of the best ideas was thought of by Alex Jones years ago. Filmmaker, radio host, broadcaster, truther, icon. And to all you haters out there, shut up, because because we are reporting live from the trap, and this report suggests that Jones has been right for 15 years, proved it in, you know, 25 documentaries and books and thousands of hours of radio, and plus he's co-signed by too many people who you'd have to respect because they've done more than you. Top, you know, journalists, scientists, analysts, ex-intel, you know, blah 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 blah, politicians, and he's kicked it, got actors, rock stars, Charlie Sheen, Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Woody Harrelson on the set of A Scanner Darkly, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, Jones be chilling with Iron Man, and so you know, the idea is this. My buddy, who's a member of my suburban control group, used to go kick it with him east of Toronto and hang out with him and his wife and barbecue and watch Leaf games and get an idea of what normal's at. And he's got a big Leafs room and Leafs tattoos. And he's a good guy. I've known him for years. Smart guy. But he's into the commercial culture. But recently, he's been telling me, just out of the blue, that he's been burning copies of the Obama deception, handing them out to people at work and elsewhere. And burning DVDs, folks, it's one of the best ways to wake people up to the possibility of things like this Associated Press report from the 19th of May about Miley Cyrus jewelry being pulled for cadmium. What? Oh, I hate when this happens.
Walmart is pulling a line of Miley Cyrus brand jewelry following an Associated Press test that found they contained high levels of the toxic metal cadmium.
The concern with many of these items is that they're very inexpensive. Some of them are going to appeal to children.
The retail giant had initially decided to keep the items on the shelf, even though it knew of the dangerous material. But now it says it will remove all of the jewelry from sale while it investigates. The AP purchased 61 samples of Cyrus's jewelry, as well as those of another brand, at locations across the country, and then had them tested in a lab. The result? 59 contained at least 5% of cadmium by weight, with most measuring 10% or higher.
No, cadmium is very toxic. And so if cadmium comes off a charm, whether it's by mouthing or swallowing, there's very good reason to expect that it's going to cause harm to a child.
That harm includes possible bone softening and kidney failure. And new research suggests it can hinder brain development in the very young. Labels on the Miley Cyrus items and a line of bracelet charms say they are not for kids 14 and under, but some say they don't go far enough.
It's very hard to tell on some of these items the difference between things that are labeled not for 14 and under and things that are labeled for young children.
Concerns over cadmium arose in January when the AP published results showing high levels in items sold at Walmart and other chains. Beyond pulling the items from the shelf, the world's largest retailer also has announced it has already told suppliers they need to prove with a lab test that children's products have negligible levels of cadmium. Federal regulators also say more recalls are in the works. Lee Powell, The Associated Press.
All right, we're back, CKLN listeners. So and that's an example of what's going on in the mainstream media. The Associated Press actually does some great work. They also did a study, and they are. There's basically two news agencies on planet Earth. and that's pretty damn funny to me. It's pretty damn funny to me because the Associated Press and Reuters, R-E-U-T-E-R-S, are the two main services run by basically MI6, the Rothschilds, you know, those people, the New World Order types. And what most journalists do these days is instead of mucking around and digging around for news where they are, there's still some. You can check any Globe, Star, and they've done some great work before the G20. So good for them for that, and thank goodness, and keep going, boys and girls, because that's the type of thing we got to pay attention to. But a lot of times, you just scan the AP and Reuters wires, and you pick up certain things. Now, this story came out on the 19th of May. It's online at YouTube, at the Associated Press YouTube account. I want to know how widely this story was known, especially since you know, I have friends who have kids who are big Miley Cyrus or Hannah Montana. Who is Batman? We don't even know who is Hannah Montana. Oh, I don't know. No. So the point is that they're fans of the Miley Cyrus character. Maybe not Neo Miley, Neo prostitute Miley. The latest Miley vision is getting a bit more of I get to see a bit more of her than I probably should. Based on who she was. But again, this is the New World Order changing culture. They'll sell you Britney Spears as a sweet, innocent, innocently sexy girl, and then they'll whore her out. And they'll take Christina Aguilera, same thing. They raise a bunch of fans when she's all sweet and innocent, and then along comes ex-Tina. And then they raise a bunch of Miley Cyrus fans on Hannah Montana, and now she's got to make a big career change. And people are saying, and they're actually selling this to us. There isn't much criticism of this, because I have been studying this pop culture thing for a bit since I dipped from work, and I'm now kind of a bum, low on funds, but high on energy and looking to grind against the New World Order before this G20 thing especially, because I just saw Invisible Empire last night, too. A great new film by Jason Burmes. It says a New World Order defined. It does a pretty damn good job. Fast and furious pace. But at the end of the movie, it's just raw footage of the G20 in Pittsburgh and just cops moving around. Hey, get over there. Turn around now. Time to go, boys. Let's go. Whack, whack, whack. And people getting arrested and beat down and whacked just because, we didn't move, we weren't endangering anybody else, but maybe we didn't run as fast as they wanted us to run because, part of the thing at the G20 in Pittsburgh last year was, we say move, move. And last year at Caravana, I was here. It's the worst Caravana I've been to in the sense of the police presence. And I'm not anti-police because police always do what their bosses order them to. And when your bosses, whoever the hell you are, decide to order you as a group of guys in yellow jackets, the sort of regular cops, sort of forces mingling with the crowds and, vaguely threatening presence, but when compared to these guys, all dressed in all black, SWAT, red, green, and blue, flashing lights in their backs, literally, blinking lights in their backs, totally militarized, clearing sidewalks. The other guys, you can kind of walk in between people, a little respectful of each other in the normal, Toronto, big city, busy way, where we give each other a bit of personal space as we pass, but these guys, four, five, six in a row, just boom, pushing through the streets and clearing them. And there's a report on my blog called NLE09 because it's national level exercise. This is actually an exercise that was coordinated by the NATO countries, England, America, Canada, and Australia pretty much run joint exercises of this nature. And so this, whatever these drills were taking place mainly around Yonge Street, Dundas Square, and in Caravana, and mainly with a black population that was here, and a lot of them black tourists, there wasn't as much outrage. There wasn't as much outcry in this city. They tried this stuff at Taste of the Danforth. Oh, my God. People would be just wiling out. But it's like Caravana. The association of Caravana and the vague association of Caravana with black people and with violence tends to be able to justify excessive actions against them. And that's something that we just can't, we can't logically accept, in this culture, because it's not healthy. It's not healthy to normalize this happening on a regular basis where we're being herded around. But so I saw that happening. And so, my colleague Brad and I have been active on the G20 stuff. And there's a few other groups in Toronto. Shout outs to them. I saw another poster out there that said, what will people do before the G20? And there seems to be a workshop scheduled on June 18th to 20th. There's more stuff we can do before the G20, folks. We can definitely burn copies of Invisible Empire, the new Jason Burmes film, cop a copy at Conspiracy Culture, the book and DVD store at Queen and Roncesvalles, conspiracyculture.com. Featured in the mainstream media, have no fear. The mainstream media loves Conspiracy Culture. Because Patrick and his lovely wife, Kadena, are so damn cool, so damn chilled out, so damn laid back, and they run such a classy, classy, little, shiny, pretty store at Queen and Roncesvalles that the mass media loves the chance to cover them. They love it. They just because they can just come in anytime. They can, if it happens to be an angle and a reason to, they've been on City TV. They've been in the Globe and Mail. They've been in iMagazine, Now Magazine. iMagazine was a co-sponsor of Freedom Fest, And they had a cover story just before the Toronto Freedom Fest, Pot Fest, Marijuana Fest, but also advocating that we, you know, safeguard and enjoy other freedoms. You know, was ran a story on them, referenced on the cover, but a few pages in, with a picture of the hermaphrodite police officer statue at Bay and College, just east of just west of Young and College in the north side, which is currently behind some construction fencery. But we saw it again, my colleague and I, on Saturday. We were wandering around flyering, and so the point is that there's a whole community out there that's just ready to awaken on these issues, and the G20 seems to me to be the best way to do that, because our mindsets are a little fragile here. Again, talking to homeboy about our metaphorical testicular fortitude these days, and he was going off on their resiliency. You know, what can we take? You know, what messes us up? How quickly do we either, you know, snap and flip on a person, like, because we feel personally insulted, as opposed to, that's not true, you know? And or how quickly do we just sort of glass eye over and just kind of glaze over, or stare at a seagull, or start, you know, furiously playing with, you know, ourselves by trying to get away from this thought that's confronting us, that's maybe a little unfamiliar. I'll give you an example. I'm at, and this is off the record, in the sense of, you know, off the record. So I'm in Little Portugal, and there's a crazy "Don't be a media monkey" ad there, where they you may have seen these around Toronto, but they basically take a monkey's face, put a cop's hat on him, and there's a little poster there, and it's over some sort of, you know, lose weight poster, and it's meant to say, "Don't be a media monkey, you know, think for yourself." And it's like, yeah, why'd you put a cop hat on a monkey, on a monkey's face? Like, that's just, you know, you're just, you're gonna, I assume you're gonna tick them off, and I assume you're gonna tick us off. And I've actually seen red paint painted on the forehead of that monkey, much to my dismay. So if you're out there doing that and you're painting these things, don't start no beef with the cops on this nonsense. Because I asked an officer, a young, good-looking guy. I said, you know, just excuse me, officer, you know, does that thing bother you, you know, as much as I think it should? And he goes, oh, you mean the advertisement? And he looked over, and he hadn't really, you know, whatever. And he sort of looks at me, and he goes, no, you know, I'm not a monkey. Why should I care? And I was like, whoa. I'm glad you're rolling around on your segues there. And it was great. I mean, I still said, in fairness, you know, and he says, oh, they're just trying to do that for shock value. And I said, yeah, well, you know, then who the hell are they? And so I'm going to go at him a little bit, but you know, I'm certainly nothing against the officer's point of view, but I just said, you know, I disagree with my personal need to comment on him, because I demand a bit of a bully pulpit now and then, because I figure, hey, we need somebody besides, you know, the state and their propaganda arms to speak up once in a while. And so I said, I'm going to go off on that, but I respect where he's coming from. He's like, I'm not a monkey. And that's why when people say stuff about me, I'm not whatever. And again, we start off the show with a clip of William Geen on the Alex Jones Show talking about how now it's not a question of discrediting us. We got to be found with a needle in our arm, or dead hookers, or kids or something, because it's too open. It's open now. You know what I mean? Like the big conspiracy has pretty much been exposed to the satisfaction of too many. So my buddy, who's is dropping off copies of the Obama deception to people off of work and so on, and they're freaking loving it. They're freaking loving it. You know, they're loving the Obama deception. They're loving the opportunity to see that kind of information. Which is fantastic, because it's exciting. This stuff gives people answers, you know. It gives people answers. Make no mistake about that. And if you give them a DVD, they're slick answers. They're well produced. They can have some faith in those answers, because a lot of these movies are made basically of mainstream news footage that most people didn't see. And if you look at a film like Invisible Empire, you can see how much incredible work the mainstream media has done. The damn New York Times has done. Because the way the New World Order has to work is they are a shadow government and a shadow, you know, network of intelligence agents and other operatives and so on. And so if you happen to be at the New York Times and you don't work for the New World Order, then you're probably just trying to do good work from, you know, a fairly conservative understanding of the world relative to, you know, what's been produced since. And, you know, you smell the way the wind's blowing at work. If they don't swear, you don't swear. If they do swear, you might swear. And so on. And so, and if this is what you talk about, this is what you talk about. But certain things are just too, you know, objectively hot in terms of news for you to ignore them or for your boss to tell you to ignore them, especially if they're big. And so things like the Oklahoma City bombings blamed on Timothy McVeigh, which has been used since to demonize patriots in the United States and militias and you know, groups like that, right-wing groups, conservative groups, and so on. There are tons of news clips there from films like 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, made back in 2002 by Alex Jones, or from Invisible Empire, released you know, just a few weeks ago here in 2010, that show the news clips of tons of news reports saying there was a second bomb in the Oklahoma City Federal Building, the Murrah Building, Alfred P. Murrah Building, and even a third bomb. And there's footage of a truck, a bomb disposal unit truck, hauling away a bomb. And there's, you know, evidence of bombs inside the building. And why is this important? Because the story has been settled now, some 15 years later, that Timothy McVeigh drove a truck full of fertilizer up to a building and then blew it up, killing 150 people. And that's not true, because if there was another two or three bombs laying around, then that's not the whole story. So again, the way that we can work in this culture is we can understand that, you know, I just told my buddy the other day, he's got an ostrich hunter character. I said, the ostrich hunter's done some great work, man. But now I think most people are awake. It's just a question of what to do. So if you got to click, then click up. You know, if you got to click, then click up. I mean, it makes sense to understand that, that if you got to click, then act like it. You know, if you don't got to click, you don't got to click. But if you got to click, act like you got to click. And act like you give a crap about that click. And that's probably, you know, some of the best advice I can give in the most populist way possible. But yeah, anyway, tons of great stuff. Just a couple of quick things I want to run down for you. Before the People's DJ, no one works harder to give you the People's Jazz than the People's DJ. David James comes up and spins for 4 hours, kind enough to make it in here on a holiday Monday, and he is a busy man. I think he just got back from Ibiza, but, you know, he'll tell you about that. But no, a couple of things. Microwaves are really bad for you. The Russians haven't let people use them since the 60s. The Russians were like, oh my God, if we let our people use microwaves, people are going to get crazy sick, and people are going to get cancer, and a huge pharmaceutical industry will, you know, spring up and enslave our society. And, yeah, so that's what the Russians said. But anyway, look into that a bit more if you'd like. I just got some articles on that. A couple of patriots recently, a couple of freemen in the States apparently got hit. There were a couple of freemen police officers, and they just got killed, probably because they're freemen beliefs, according to the freemen we know here. So look into the freemen stuff a bit more. We just passed by 777 Bay Street the other day. My colleague Brad and I, we were flyering on Saturday. That is where you can go to get free of your bondage, essentially your birth certificate. You can get rid of that. And you can no longer have the benefits of being a Canadian citizen, but no longer be obligated to do things, and you don't have to drive with a driver's license and so on. Fascinating stuff. I'll get into that more soon. My colleague Mark at Toronto Truth Seekers is really into that. But, you know, as I leave you with, I once again drop the world by Eminem and Lil Wayne, you know, understand that songs like this, you know, find your own. You know, find your own people, find your own information. I'm just a tactician. You know, people told Bob Marley not to make Kaya. They told Tupac not to do all sorts of stuff. And they told Gandhi not to dress like crap. And they told Martin not to this. And everybody's been told everything. So I'm personally, as someone who admires these people and tries to reflect some of these ideas, I'm not playing. All I'm doing is suggesting that you find whatever inspiration you need. And then find the information, and then find some tactics to deal with it. And great places to do that include Infowars.com for overall news, NaturalNews.com for health news, TrendsResearch.com for wealth news, CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com for a wonderful philosophical overview of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going next, HenryMakow.com, and ThePinkProgress, or ThePinkCross.com for relationship news. I recommend you check those out. locally, TorontoTruthSeekers.com, trying to get us going. We're a little slack right now, but hey, we're just like you. I'm not, but most of us are, and that's fair enough, and I can deal with that, but we all have things to deal with as well. So TorontoTruthSeekers.com, Press4Truth.ca, ConspiracyCulture.com, the Toronto Street Newspaper, great paper out there, Statism Watch. Statism Watch is blogspot.com. Great place to check out a bunch of local news as well. Hope you don't mind, folks. Tons of stuff in my mind after a few days off, but not much will happen between now and tomorrow at 6 a.m. when I will be back. And so I will break down some more bits o' news for you. Shout outs again to Alan Watt, a Canadian national treasure and gift to the world at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Happy May 2 for everybody. I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah. And I could die now, rebirth, motherfucker. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, motherfucker. I'm gone. Motherfucker, I'm gone. I'm gone. It hurts, but I never show. It's pain you never know. If only you could see just how lonely and how cold and frostbit I've become. My back's against the wall. When push comes to shove, I just stand up and scream, fuck 'em all. Man, it feels like these walls are closing in. This roof is caving in. Oh, it's time to raise it then. Your days are numbered like pages in. My poker rhymes got them crooked, boy. This crooked mind of mine got them all shook and scared to look in my eyes. I stole that fucking clock. I took the time and I came up from behind and pretty much snuck up and fuck this game up. Better be careful when you bring my name up. Fuck this fame, that ain't what I came to claim. But the game ain't gonna be the same on the day that I leave it. But I swear one way or another, I'ma make these fucking haters believe it. I swear to God, won't spare the rod. I'm a man of my word, so your fucking head's better not. I'ma fuck around in this bitch and roast everybody. Sleep on me, that pillow is where your head'll lie. Permanently, bitch, it's Betty Bob. This world is my Easter egg, yeah, prepare to die. My head is swole, my confidence is up. The stage is my pedestal, I'm unstoppable. Incredible Hulk, you're trapped in my medicine ball. I can run circles around you so fast your fucking head'll spin, dog. I split your cabbage and your lettuce and olives. I fucking pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah. Bitch, I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah. And I could die now, rebirth, motherfucker. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, motherfucker. I'm gone. Motherfucker, I'm gone. I'm gone.